InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
You probably know Goodwill for its thrift stores, but behind the racks of vintage denim and donated treasures is a nonprofit changing lives every day. Joining us is David Eagles, Chief Operating Officer of Goodwill Industries International, to talk about how second chances start with second hand. David, Goodwill has been around for more than a century. How would you describe how it has evolved over the years?
Yeah, you said it right. You know, Goodwill was founded, I guess at this point, about 120 years ago, and it was really a radical idea at the time that donated goods could power opportunity. And it came from Reverend Edgar Helms collecting household cast-offs in a horse-drawn cart to really today one of the largest social enterprises in the world. But through that, our mission hasn't changed. We help people reach their full potential through learning and the power of work. And today we serve over 2 million people every year, not just helping them get jobs, but helping them build careers, stabilize their lives, and reclaim their dignity. And this isn't charity, it's really empowerment. And that's core to what we do at Goodwill.
What are some common misperceptions people still have about Goodwill?
I would say there's probably a few. One is most people know us through our stores. And those stores, they're really more than just retail outlets. They're the economic engine behind our mission. So when you donate or you shop to a Goodwill, you're not just extending the life of a product, but you're extending the life of a person's career. So they see the stores, but a lot of people, what they don't know is the programs and services that Goodwill offers. So that retail engine is our funding, our core funding model, to support people exactly where they are. So whether they're a young adult trying to get their first job, whether they're a veteran transitioning back to civilian life, or someone, and we see it all the time, overcoming homelessness, addiction, incarceration, you know, these are the kind of services that we provide, whether it's industry recognized credentials, digital skills training, career navigation. That's what we do. And we're really the workforce engine for America's overlooked talent. And the results speak for themselves. And we're essentially North America's largest workforce provider today.
Do you partner and get involved with employers and industries across the country to place your graduates into jobs?
We do, and that's really changed a lot too. And it's really interesting too, as the nature of work has changed, whether it's AI or automation, the kinds of employer partners have changed. You know, I go back to, you know, you're talking about our history a little bit earlier over the decades, you know, we've gone from sewing rooms and repair shops to today digital upskilling labs and employer partners with some of the best employers in the world who are looking to find highly qualified talent. And these days, they're not going to come from traditional sources. The source of talent has changed. And so we partner with a lot of large employers looking for strong talent. And the value proposition for them, this makes a lot of sense to partner with us because these are the employees that are going to stay. And we have our model that ensures that they're supported well. They've got the necessary services to be successful. And so that's how we work with them every day.
We're talking with David Eagles, Chief Operating Officer of Goodwill Industries International. David, talking about the thrift stores, what happens behind the scenes when somebody donates an item?
Well, there's a whole ecosystem that exists here, right? So first, yeah, let's start with the donations. So just last year alone, we received over 116 million donations. You know, we're the largest physical resale network in North America. And I mentioned before, the revenue of that, you know, powers the workforce training and mental health supports, you know, those types of things. So when someone donates it, essentially, we've got a whole team that works really often in the back rooms of the stores, the people you don't see. But these are the folks that are analyzing those goods, trying to figure out the best optimal route for those things. And then we make decisions as to where they go, right? And so those 3,300 stores, they're fueled by those donations. And again, the revenue that's generated out of those is what supports our programs.
Are there any efforts to modernize the thrift store experience?
You know, it's changed a lot. You know, we're not really your grandmother's Goodwill in terms of resale. It's changed. And so a couple of things to note in that. One is massive growth in the resale industry writ large. I mean, we were just a $20 billion industry a decade ago. We're probably double that today and on pace to double it again in the next 20 years or so, 10, 20 years. You know, resale is the fastest growing sector of retail. So we're growing three times faster than traditional retail. One in three Americans bought secondhand in the last year. And so it's a wonderful time to be in this space. And the experience that our donors and our shoppers, you know, they're telling us consistently, want a great, easy experience to donate. We want a very clear, transparent process in terms of how my donations make an impact. And for those shoppers, they want well-organized stores. They want it clearly laid out, and they want to understand that they're doing good because, you know, we offer a real value to local communities. We keep our prices low, and particularly in these environments where we do see inflation out there, we're providing that community aspect of low-priced goods. And there's value to the experience and the treasure hunt of trying to find good deals. And they're also wanting to make an impact, whether that's helping people through our programs or whether it's helping the planet by extending the life of these products. Because if you think about it, for a lot of these big brands and producers of product, their supply chain ends where ours begins. And so we can be a real solution provider to them as well.
I've seen so many posts on social media. Look at this cool thing I got at Goodwill. Is that a good way for you to promote your organization? And do you do any outreach in terms of social media?
Yes, we do a lot. And you know, the beauty of our model today is that we're hyper-local and nonprofit, and we're embedded in our communities. And so, you know, whether it's large social influencers who have millions of followers, or it's a local community influencer who's a big part of that local community, we rely on all of those to tell our story. And again, it's the story of how we help people and convert that. And you know, in a weird way, we're the most sustainable retailer on the planet, if you want to think about us that way, because all we do is divert things out of the landfill. But we want people to know that those go towards our programs and services. And that disconnect is always one we're going to be fighting when you have 3,300 stores as our funding model, essentially.
How did the pandemic and its aftermath reshape the way your organization operates?
You know, I think we see it in a couple of different ways. Like, for one is the nature of support for individuals has changed. You know, if I take a step back, even today, the need for Goodwill services has never been greater. And what I mean by that is whether it's issues of job skills gaps that we see in our workforce, whether it's issues around social isolation and mental health issues and addiction issues, you know, many of these are at record highs. The pandemic made our job more difficult in terms of how we service these people because, you know, many things went online and virtual, so it's harder to get to folks. So we had to change in a lot of ways our models, and our stores closed for a time too during the pandemic. Thankfully, though, we've come back really strong. Again, we've served over 2 million people. We've placed over 140,000 individuals into sustainable employment just in last year alone. So we bounced back really well, but it definitely has changed the way we work with people and support people.
David, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I'm wondering if you could share a story of somebody whose life was transformed through Goodwill programs.
There's a lot. I mean, there's so many stories underneath the millions that we serve. You know, I remember visiting one of our local members in Indianapolis, Indiana. I remember his name was Johnny. He was dealing with untreated mental illness, had a criminal history. He felt invisible, like no one would give him a chance. You know, this is something common that we hear. I mean, there's dignity and sort of bringing purpose to people. These are such core issues that are underneath people's hearts. And through our mental health and reentry programs, he got job training, he got a community, he got support to really stabilize his life. He started working in one of our warehouses there in Indianapolis. He not only thrived, but now he's a mentor to new hires. And he says Goodwill gave him a second chance at life, and that's one with purpose. Now, you know, you take that, you multiply that times hundreds of thousands of lives that we either place or millions that we impact each year. You know, that's the power of what we do. It's not about jobs, really. It's just about hope and it's belonging and really getting this country and ourselves, you know, back to work and building a future.
What advice would you give to somebody who's looking to get involved with Goodwill, either by donating or shopping or volunteering?
Well, the first things I'd say is know that your donation does matter. There are definitely competitors in the space. There are for-profit thrift operators that partner with local nonprofit organizations. We, of course, support all other nonprofit organizations, but know where you donate. Know how much of the value of your goods stay in that local community versus come to Goodwill. You know, all of our donations do stay in local communities, and the value it produces stays in communities. That's very unique about us. So the donations do matter, and you know, it's interesting. We see there's seasonality to donations. There's definitely something around spring cleaning. I mean, there's, you know, we see those volumes pick up around this time. So that's on the donation side. For the shoppers, we're there to ensure that there's great value, and we see it with back-to-school seasons, and interestingly, Halloween is one of our top sales weekends because people, you know, want to get those great outfits and some of the vintage stuff there that's really hopping right now. But just, again, know the programs that we provide and the people that we help, and those are folks in your community.
Looking ahead, what's your biggest hope for the future of Goodwill and the communities you serve?
A is just in terms of how we fund our programs through our resale engine, right? We want to continue to expand. We want to continue to have great experiences for the customers that shop there. We want to remind them that they matter. So we want that experience to be great. And then secondly, we know we can serve more. I mean, the issues are deep right now in this country and really across North America. These are more complicated issues. You know, the days of just jamming technical skills on individuals and sort of putting them into a job, like those are gone. What we've seen consistently is folks who need help right now, these are deep issues, and it takes time, and it takes someone to sit next to them to really understand them. You know, these are issues that could evolve from not having transportation or not having childcare or the sort of appropriate mental health support that's out there. It could be things like digital skills that are emerging very quickly, and all employers now are wanting basic digital skills in place. You know, that's new. That's not something that these individuals might have learned either through their GED programs or even in college in some cases. So it's complicated out there, and it's going to take a lot of effort. But if we lock our arms together, we continue to grow. We look forward to serving for the next 120 years.
David Eagles, Chief Operating Officer of Goodwill Industries International, a nonprofit that's changing lives every day. David, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Next, recent research on addiction and relapse when InfoTrack continues.
Stick around. There's more InfoTrack straight ahead.